From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. The Boone County Sheriff's Department is investigating whether or not 4th Ward Columbia City Council member Ian Thomas broke the law. After trying to negotiate a donation from a developer to a community land trust in exchange for his approval for an annexation and rezoning request. The Columbia Missourian reports the Missouri Attorney General's office requested that the Sheriff's Department investigate after two complaints from Columbia residents were filed in February. In the negotiations, Thomas had said he would support the developer's request and advocate for it if the developers contributed to the Columbia Community Land Trust, a nonprofit organization that supports affordable housing. City Councilor Nancy Thompson instructed Thomas to end negotiation. Thomas then reported his actions to the Missouri Ethics Commission. In the Missouri House of Representatives, a lawmaker is looking to lower punishment for certain amounts of marijuana and standardize that amount across all counties. Shoshana Dubno has more from Jefferson City.
A bill before the House of Representatives on Thursday would reduce penalties for marijuana possession in an effort to stop what its sponsor is calling a, quote, war on marijuana. The House bill would reduce the punishment for possessing less than 100 grams of marijuana to an infraction. The current law in Missouri makes possession of less than 35 grams of marijuana a Class D felony. The bill's sponsor, Representative Shamed Dogan, said this would allow law enforcement to focus on prosecuting the possession of more serious drugs like opioids, heroin, and methamphetamine.
One out of every 10 arrests in our state, one out of 10 man hours that law enforcement has spent putting handcuffs on someone is putting handcuffs on someone who is possessing marijuana. That's the most serious offense that they have.
Six individuals testified in support of the bill at its hearing, including the police chief from New Haven and the ACLU of Missouri. Reporting with the Missouri News Network, I'm Shoshana Dubno.
Roads are beginning to reopen around Missouri as floodwaters recede across much of the state. The Missouri Department of Transportation says about 115 roads remain closed today, down from a high of more than 160 earlier in the week. Most of the closed roads are along the swollen Mississippi River and in the northwest part of the state where the Missouri River breached numerous levees last month. Hundreds of homes were inundated. The Missouri River crested earlier this week in St. Louis, flooding some parkland but causing no major damage. The surge has moved downstream to the Cape Girardeau area, where farmland is flooding but homes are not threatened. With concerns that Missouri won't generate enough revenue to meet budget demands this fiscal year, one lawmaker expressed her concerns about the shortfall. According to a report released Wednesday, taxes up to this same point in March had generated over 4% less in revenue than last year. In a press conference yesterday, Senator Gina Walsh said she's not sure how the state will pay for the upcoming projects.
It's scary. I've been here since 2003 and don't ever remember it being this dire.
The state is stuck in a waiting game until April 15th, the last day for Missouri residents to file their taxes. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.